Well, again, here we are. We're returning. It's the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace, and today, involved in our community. You know, we talk about news, interviews, and information on the Talk of the Town, and that is what we're talking about today to the teenagers in our communities, and also to the parents and to their friends and associates. Don't let this be you. Don't get involved in drugs, gangs, violence, rape many times, because it has serious consequences. Just because you're 13 does not exempt you from serious consequences. And again, Caddo District Judge Scott Creighton with us, and we said don't let it be you. That's the name of the program that he and Judge Ron Stamps co-host, along with Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Prater. And Judge Creighton, you do this. Does every time that you do this, does it feel like you are making headway?
Every time I do it, I leave the presentation at the end of the hour and a half to 2 hours or so, feeling energized. I get some incredibly positive feedback, usually from the parents. And as I'm doing the program and as I'm lecturing and presenting slides for the PowerPoint program, I will look in the audience and see parents nudging their kids when I'm talking about certain things about drugs, or I'm talking about paternity and child support issues, or other types of issues. I will see a parent nudge the son as if to say, you better pay attention to this particular point because he's talking about you. And really what this program is about is the power of choice. But in order to, in my view, in order for one to exercise choice in an intelligent way, he or she needs to understand where the information is and needs to be educated. In this situation, these kids need to be educated about the law and some of these basic legal concepts so that they can exercise their power of choice and to stay away from drugs and stay away from gangs and stay away from the bad elements that are out there.
And already, during the first part of 2008, right here in January, we've done this presentation a couple of times, and now, because of the popularity, the demand that you see, you're going to be having it again on January 30th and February 6th. Tell them how all that works. It's about 75 minutes, maybe an hour and a half.
That's correct. We do this program usually at Caddo Correctional Center, although we have gone into schools before as well as churches upon invitation. But we begin usually at 6 p.m. at Caddo Correctional Center. It's a PowerPoint program, a lecture by Ron Stamps and by me. And after about 75 minutes, we'll take questions from the audience. And then following that, we will actually go into the pods at Caddo Correctional Center with deputies.
Well, you refer to them as pods, but let's get straight. It's the cells.
They're cells, correct.
There's prisoners in them.
They're groups of cells, and they're prisoners that are filling those cells. Usually three prisoners to a cell, but we'll go into the general area as well as the individual cells. We'll talk to prisoners. The prisoners will talk to the children, and these are guys at Caddo Correctional Center either awaiting trial on very serious charges or sentenced on very serious charges awaiting transfer to the DOC. These inmates will talk to these kids in a way that the kids can understand.
And do you see the kids get it? Do you see a bulb go on?
I see their eyes get big. They zero in on these inmates, and these inmates are basically telling a story about a true story, of course, about what has happened to them, that they have gotten themselves into a life of crime. They're facing a lot of penitentiary time, and these inmates will tell these kids, look, don't do it. It's not worth it. Look at me. I'm an example of the fact that it's really not worth it to get involved with dope and get involved with felony crimes. Listen to me, so that you don't end up like me, is what they tell them.
And one of the things, I think one of the areas you talk about is paternity and also rape. They might call it consensual sex, but once you hit under a certain age, it's carnal knowledge, right?
That is correct. Of course, it's rape for any child regarding any child under 12 years old. But with regard to carnal knowledge, the age difference, if there's more than 2 years age difference between the two teenagers, it could be a 14 and a half year old and a 17 year old. That's carnal knowledge. It is a felony. Upon conviction, the offender can go to the penitentiary, potentially, and the offender has to register as a sex offender. And that 17-and-a-half-year-old may say, well, that 15-year-old was the aggressor. That young 15-year-old girl was the aggressor. Judge, I'm a young man. Well, of course, at that point, I have to, of course, enforce the law. These teenagers need to know that that is behavior that is extremely risky in terms of the legal consequences. And furthermore, they need to know that with respect to paternity issues, now with DNA, we can find out who the daddy is very quickly. It just takes one little test, a blood test, which is a DNA test, and we will know beyond a reasonable doubt who the father is. And, of course, at district court, we have one courtroom devoted to paternity cases. You wouldn't believe it, Tom. It is a courtroom full of cases and full of mothers trying to get their children's fathers to be responsible. And all they have to do is file a lawsuit at the clerk's office, fill out a form, have the person served, get a DNA test. That person must come to court. And the judge will hear evidence, including the DNA results, render a judgment. And that judgment may include child support. And it also may include a wage assignment order or garnishment order, whereby that father, that male, has to pay child support for 18 years. It's taken out of the check up front. These young people are shocked to hear that when I tell them that. But I do cover that area, as well as another very important area, which is the public records doctrine. The bottom line is that if there's been a felony arrest and the DA has filed charges, it becomes public record. Anybody can find out by going to the clerk's office. So if there's been a young man who's been arrested for shoplifting and the DA filed a formal charge, which the DA is going to do, it becomes public record, and a year or 5 years or 10 years down the line, if that person is applying for a job, the potential employer can go to the clerk's office, ask for the criminal record on that person, and find out that he's been arrested and convicted of shoplifting. That may make the difference in someone not getting a job. I know that if I had a business, I don't think I would want persons convicted of theft to be working for me, particularly if there's money involved. You know, so, and of course, most employers are concerned about that as well. So these young people need to know that when they engage in criminal behavior, there are a number of consequences that are very likely to happen. And I think that with this information that I provide and this education, that enables these young people to understand a little bit more clearly their choices.
And again, we're sitting here with Caddo District Judge Scott Creighton on the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace. We're talking about the PowerPoint program and the series and the actual tour of CCC in Shreveport and the program title, Don't Let This Be You, as he directs it to teenagers, especially 13 and older, and their parents. Now, the key to this is the parents, correct?
To me, it is. What I do is I provide information to the young people. The young people can come without their parents, but I highly recommend a parent to be there, because what I want to do is to provide a large volume of information in that hour period, and I want the parent or parents and the child to go home and talk about it, because I think that the home is where this discussion really needs to be. The parent needs to listen to all the concepts I talk about and discuss particular concepts applicable to that child and that child's life. And that really needs to take place at home.
Judge Creighton, do you see gangs coming into more prevalence and influencing young people and not telling them about these consequences? Oh, it's okay. You can do so-and-so. You're too young. They won't do anything to you.
I do. And it's not just gangs, but it's also rap artists. If you listen to some of the popular rap artists out there, they're preaching about doing some terrible things. Now, the bottom line is that these rap artists who are millionaires are not willing to do the penitentiary time that a young person who listens to their music and who might be impressionable, that rap artist is not willing to do the penitentiary time that young person might have to do. So these kids need to understand that. Furthermore, I do see gangs and elements of gangs come into a number of cases. There's been either some gang involvement or some drug involvement or both, And these gang members are all for themselves. When it comes down to the bottom line, they're not going to be sticking with anybody. They're going to be they will be protecting themselves.
So the bottom line, if you get right down to it, whenever you say, don't let this be you, it's up to the individual teenager to be aware of the consequences and to choose not to be involved in meth and in drugs, because even marijuana, a gateway drug, along with alcohol.
Well, I see that quite a bit. Marijuana seems to be an initial drug of choice in abuse, and cocaine is prevalent in the Shreveport area, as well as methamphetamine. Methamphetamine and cocaine are both extremely dangerous, and I see so many crimes that are spinoff crimes from the drug use of cocaine and methamphetamine. It typically will be an armed robbery or a burglary or a theft where that young person is trying to get enough money to support his habit.
So as we look at Don't Let This Be You, you've done this. It's now 2 years and growing. And you say not only do you do this in a sterile environment, that is, where you're down there and you want them to be in the area of CCC and things like this, but you will also take this on the road to any public service organizations or churches.
We will, and we've done so. We have given this program at numerous churches. I remember that about a year and a half ago, I presented this along with Ron Stamps at Praise Temple Full Gospel Baptist Cathedral, and there must have been 250 people there, and I was there with the presentation for about an hour and a half, and questions for about an hour or two, and then another 30 minutes just people hugging me. It was the most gratifying experience that I've had in recent years. I finally got home. I began the program about 6 p.m. I finally got home about 10:30. My wife said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, I've been at church." There are so many pastors that are extremely concerned about these issues. And I have also given this program at a number of other churches. I mentioned Praise Temple just by way of one example. But in addition to churches, we've also presented this program in schools for classes and classroom discussion on these topics. We have also presented the program at Volunteers for Youth Justice, as well as Volunteers of America, as well as the Rutherford House, and a number of other places.
Well, the bottom line, again, ladies and gentlemen, on the Talk of the Town today with Judge Scott Creighton, if you're a young teenager, and I mean 13 on up, and you think you can get away with something just because of your youthful innocence, one thing, I guess, Judge Creighton, before we wrap it up, ignorance is no excuse. Is that correct?
Ignorance is no excuse. Absolutely.
All right.
You have to know.
You have to know. And if you need more information on the program, who should they call?
They can call Andrea Samuel at the Sheriff's Training Academy. The phone number is 681-0735. And that's with regard to any of the presentations that we do at Caddo Correctional Center, along with Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Prater and his deputies.
And if they just want to get in touch with you, maybe to see about scheduling something for a public service organization, what would be the best thing there?
They can call my office at 226-6818 and talk to my assistant, Leanne.
And let me tell you, she's a very sweet lady. All you have to do, and she can track him down. Judge Scott Creighton, thanks for joining us on the Talk of the Town with Tom Pace.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right.